This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
More people in America are getting back to work. Wendy King reports.
For the first time since COVID-19 pounced on the U.S. economy last year, the number of American workers filing new unemployment claims has fallen below 400,000. The Labor Department said in its report that 385,000 new claims were filed last week. That's a decline of about 20,000 from the prior week. The last time the figure was that low was the week of March 14th, 2020. Most analysts expected between 390,000 and 400,000 new claims. The department said there were 3.8 million continuing claims last week. More than 15 million Americans are still receiving jobless benefits in some form, which is a decline of about half from a year ago. The department is set to release its May jobs report on Friday, which is expected to show about 670,000 new payrolls. ADP and Moody's Analytics said in its private sector almost 1 million jobs were added last month.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This day in history, Flash, 1989. Chinese troops stormed through Tiananmen Square in the center of Beijing, killing and arresting thousands of pro-democracy protesters. Flash, 1919. The 19th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution grants women the right to vote. It's passed by Congress and sent to states for ratification. Flash, 2003. Martha Stewart, known for her good things, tips and tricks, turns very bad when a federal grand jury serves her and her former stockbroker a 9-count indictment, including charges of obstruction of justice, securities fraud, and more. Ms. Stewart would serve time in prison. Flash, 1961.
I went to Vienna to meet the leader of the Soviet Union, Mr. Khrushchev. For 2 days, we met in sober, intensive conversation. Mr. Khrushchev and I had a very full and frank exchange of views on the major issues that now divide our two countries. I wanted to present our views to him directly, precisely, realistically, and with an opportunity for discussion and clarification. This was done. Both sides endorsed the concept of a neutral and independent Laos, much in the manner of Burma or Cambodia. and of critical importance to the current conference on Laos and Geneva, both sides recognize the importance of an effective ceasefire.
President John F. Kennedy and Premier Nikita Khrushchev of the Soviet Union meeting in Vienna strike a bargain. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic, and maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. 800-890-8117. That's 800-890-8117.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Hey, welcome back. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. For more info on the show, you go to BillMartinezShow.com. Always love to hear from you, by the way, Bill at BillMartinezShow.com. That's the email address as well. Your opinion does really matter, and always look forward to hearing from you. Reggie Littlejohn, the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, is with us right now. She happens to be a China expert, and the timing could not be better to have her here because China is coming to the forefront, and I think the not only here in America, but maybe around the world, there might be an ounce of courage that's rising up to look at what China has been doing, what they have unleashed on the world, and how their ambitions are impacting, I would say, you know, the world for that matter. Reggie, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you so much for inviting me, Bill. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, before we talk about China relaxing its family planning policy, I don't know about you, but I think it's quite interesting that it seems like the American media now is willing to be more forthright and honest about what China has done to this country.
Well, yes, it is very interesting because I think what you might be referring to is the unleashing of the coronavirus on the world. And so in the past, the media has been very resistant to the idea that this was created in a lab, and now all of a sudden they are coming forth and saying, hey, you know what, there's incredible evidence that this was created in a lab and that it was a bioweapon. And another thing that they are being more forthright about is the fact that the Chinese Communist Party knew way before they told the world that there was human-to-human transmission. They actually lied to the WHO and to the world about human-to-human transmission. They stopped internal flights within China, meanwhile encouraging flights to the rest of the world. Mm-hmm. Thus, it can be argued, deliberately infecting the world.
It was like they sent out human missiles that were infected after the Chinese New Year. And, of course, when you follow how that population was sent out from China, you see the infected areas, you know, starting in Europe and how it migrated into the east, into New York eventually. And, you know, so to me, it's, you know, you don't have to take a genius to, you know, follow the infection here, do you?
No. And they need to be held accountable for that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the loss of life, the economic loss. I mean, I have a family member who was building her business. She dedicated her life to it. It was just taking off, and it was in the hotel business, and then mm-hmm. everything just crashed, and she lost everything. She had to move to another country to stop being in a homeless shelter, her and her family. That's just mm-hmm. one of, I don't know how many millions of casualties of small businesses that have gone belly up because of the lockdowns. To say nothing of the loss of life because of the virus.
I was going to say, so much loss of life.
And for China to be treated with impunity here, and like you said, even just a rough overview of the evidence is quite revealing. And I don't know if there will ever be an international court that comes to weigh in on this, but it ought to. Otherwise, if something doesn't happen like this, you're going to have a nation, some other country, that is going to go after China in a very dangerous sort of way. And it will be outside of the idea of law and order.
Well, there is something that we can do. And I have been one of the initiators of a movement to move or boycott the Olympics that are going to be in Beijing in 2022. Mm-hmm. And so the idea behind this is not only has China unleashed the coronavirus, to say nothing of fentanyl, to say nothing of countless billions and billions, hundreds of billions of dollars in intellectual property theft, which qualifies them as a transnational criminal organization. And that's something we can talk about at another time. But they have also been committing genocide against their own people. So
exactly.
The province of China called Xinjiang, where they have been systematically, forcibly aborting, forcibly sterilizing, putting people in concentration camps, and forced labor. So Secretary of State Pompeo designated that as genocide on his last day in office, and new Secretary of State Blinken has confirmed that. Now, the important thing is we are signatories of the Genocide Convention. And under the Genocide Convention of 1948, we are required to prevent and punish genocide. And one thing, the least we can do, the least that the world can do, is move the Olympics from Beijing, or if the International Olympics Committee won't move it, to boycott.
Yes. Well, you know, there's an easy way and there's a hard way. And there's no doubt. I mean, China's tentacles are driven deep in nations around the world. And they're going to see this as a painful decision for them to come against China, even though they know in their conscience they should do this. You know, you're talking earlier about the Uyghurs, what they've done to the Uyghurs. And it's far more, you know, the human abuses that they have rendered on the Uyghurs alone is just disgusting, not to mention their own people as well, and reports that we're getting from mainland China. But still, I mean, even they are they're harvesting organs from the Uyghurs as well. I mean, the trafficking, human trafficking that's taking place there. I mean, the debasement of humanity. I mean, the extremity of, like you say, of genocide, and the way they're looking down on, you know, human beings is an anathema to what we've learned from, you know, previous experience, and what I thought we experienced enough of that after World War II, but here we are allowing China to get away with this. And then, of course, the cherry on top is this China virus that was unleashed. Now, I thought it was quite interesting. I don't know if you saw this or not, but the mainstream media is now admitting that they overlooked this. They didn't take it as credible, and they blame it. This is so disgusting. This drives me nuts here, Reggie. They blame it on Trump. They said, we didn't believe it because it came from Trump and it came from his administration. This is Jonathan Carl from ABC News. Washington Court. I mean, ABC News. I mean, what are the stellar supposed, you know, news institutions? And here they are. I mean, they're derelict of duty, and they just did not. They chose not to report on it because it came out of the Trump administration.
Well, that's right, and that just shows the corruption in many ways of the mainstream media. That because someone said something that they don't like, so they don't like Trump, and he said something which happens to be true, and not only is it true, but it's incredibly important because it puts the United States national security at risk, instead of saying, well, you know, he said it, we don't like him, but we need to get to the truth here, they said, well, he said it, so it can't be true, so we're not even going to investigate. And that is irresponsible.
Right. Oh, it is. And that's like hydroxychloroquine. He comes out and says, hey, look, at this has promise. Maybe we should look into it. We have anecdotal and evidence here that this is helping people survive COVID. Well, because he said it, no, it lacks credibility, and they discounted it altogether. We've got more from Reggie Littlejohn on the other side of the break. Stay with us. It's just about 15 after the top of the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
For the president of Women's Rights Without Frontiers, Reggie Littlejohn continues. Reggie, I'll tell you, I don't know what the international community, how they're going to respond and how they're handling all this information that's now coming out that's been held back, and this is one thing we can be thankful about, and that is the truth always finds a way to come out if given an opportunity. I mean, the mainstream media, social media, you know, just as I reported, ABC, did everything they could to ignore and block the truth, but it's now starting to come out, and it's clear that this is a China virus, that it came out of Wuhan, that Dr. Fauci was part and parcel. We've been reporting on this. He had his staff and money that he invested, which, you know, Barack Obama, the president of the time, said, no, do not do it. But he went ahead and did it anyway and invested, I think, something a little over $3 million to help build out the Wuhan lab. And he had staff there, and the staff came back after, I think it was about 18 months, that they were there, and they reported, they said, these guys are reckless. There's going to be a mistake coming out of this lab. And so then when this happens, where's Fauci? He's quiet. He says nothing. And now he's trying to find some sort of soft kind of, you know, verbal engineering to, you know, kind of make it not look so bad and so culpable. But obviously he is culpable. I mean, he's supposedly the lead scientist in our country who has allowed our country to be subjected to this virus.
Well, I saw a recent questioning of Dr. Fauci before, I think it was the Senate.
And yeah, the Senate, Rand Paul. Yeah,
was really hammering him and really caught him because he was saying, You were giving money. You were not supposed to be giving money. And Fauci was saying, well, we gave money for permissible purposes, and we gave it for permissible research. And he said, well, did you check up and make sure that that's what they were doing? It's like, no, we trust them. They said, so you actually don't know whether they were doing impermissible research to build, you know, gain-of-function research to build bioweapons. You have no way of knowing that because you didn't check. And he's like, well, I mean, we just trust our partners. Yeah. And, that kind of trust placed in, you know, in a lab in China is completely misplaced. There is no reason. The Chinese Communist Party over and over and over and over again has shown themselves to break promises and to lie. Right. So why would anybody in their right mind trust them?
Exactly. Why would you believe them any more than the WHO or the Imperial College with their incredible models that came out? And this was the same group that gave us the models for climate change and global warming and how the world was going to be destroyed by now. But yet they live another day and they're given credibility, and the powers to be, particularly the Democratic Party, use that information, and Dr. Fauci used that information to scare the holy what have you out of the people.
Yeah, we need to stop being driven by fear and start being driven by science and just reality. So I completely agree with that.
Mm-hmm. But science is only part of it. It's only part of the equation, because science really isn't, you know, a specific art. It is a process. It's a constant search and a question and answering, and you're trying to figure it out. But it's not necessarily empirical. It doesn't become empirical until it gets to that point, like the law of gravity. It becomes a proven law. Meanwhile, you're constantly asking questions and you're looking for a better way. But getting back to this gain of function issue, to me, this is verbal gymnastics, because this is nothing different than biological warfare. They just put it under a new title, so now it sounds a little sexy and maybe a little bit more acceptable, gain of function. But like you said, the whole idea of gain of function is to empower and weaponize a virus. That's biological warfare, which has been outlawed since, what, 1948 by the international community?
Right. That's the thing that the Chinese do, is they will change the meanings of words. So gain of function sounds like something that's positive, like you can regain some kind of a function that you've lost. And but what it is a mask for the developing of biological weapons, which are illegal. And it's another reason that we should boycott the Olympics.
Exactly.
You know, they're doing
oh,
so
at
many
least,
things.
At the least of it, we should boycott the Olympics.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish your thought.
I personally think that China should be declared to be a transnational criminal organization or a pariah state, and that we should break off economic and diplomatic ties with them.
I mean, this idea that if we made nice with them, we gave them intellectual property, we helped them come into the fold, that somehow they would, they would be nice and be a positive contributor, you know, to the world at large. That has not proven out. Look at what's happened in, 50, 60 years of investment in China. Now, it's clear what they want to do is they want to be the reigning power. But the fact of the matter is that what are they going to do? They're still an anathema with the globalists, because the globalists are going to a one nation philosophy and government rule. And it's not going to be the Chinese, the communist Chinese on top. You know, so at some point there is going to be that critical crossroads that China comes in contact with the global forces. And we're going to see how that plays out. I don't see them, even with all the power of the globalists, I don't see the communist Chinese being the last man standing.
Well, this is the thing, is that it seems that the globalists and the Chinese both see America as being somebody who's standing in their way. So I think that they will join forces, to try,
I don't see them join forces, because China wants to be number one. They're not going to go with a globalist ideology, or, they're not going to bow a knee to the globalists. They want the globalists to bow a knee to communist China.
Absolutely. So they both want each other to bow the knee. So.
And both of them right now, America's in their crosshairs, so anything that gets America out of the way, because we are the linchpin. There's no doubt about it. The world without America you don't even want to live in that world.
Right. But what you said before about how we were saying that China, if we're nice to China, maybe they'll improve. I mean, that has been a complete disaster. That's called appeasement diplomacy.
Exactly.
And what China does with appeasement diplomacy is just, whatever you do to appease them, they'll grab it and then demand the next thing. And it does not work. And even Nancy Pelosi, she testified. She took the very unusual step of testifying as Speaker of the House in this Olympics committee, has said, look, I have come to realize you can't trust China. You can't just think that being nice to them is going to make them see the light and become more like us. Because what they've done is they've given the money and the intellectual property and the World Trade Organization status, all of that, and used it to basically do everything they can to beat up on the United States and the entire world.
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing. World trade status should be taken away. I agree with you, along with boycotting. We've got about a minute and a half left, and the main topic that we were supposed to talk about was China supposedly, officially, relaxing its family planning policy. What's going on with that?
Okay, so China has moved from a two-child policy to a three-child policy. The new rule is that all couples are allowed to have three children. So that's very similar to the previous policy, all couples are allowed to have two children. Under the two-child policy, China was forcibly aborting 8 million babies a year.
Wow.
That were from people who were outside the policy. So that would be unmarried women. It's only for couples that you can have three children. And then they were forcibly aborting third children. Now they're going to be forcibly aborting fourth children. So the message I want to get out is forced abortion will continue under the three-child policy, and China needs to just get out of the business of coercive family planning altogether.
Wow, that's incredible to think 8 million. I had not heard that number before, Reggie, and I'm glad that you brought that up. 8 million children being aborted every year in China. Wow.
It's more like 20 million are being aborted, but it's 8 million, quote-unquote, extra births.
This report is brought to you by BioMarin. Achondroplasia, the most common form of dwarfism, is a progressive and lifelong rare condition associated with serious health conditions. Chandler Cruz is an advocate born with achondroplasia. In 2018, she founded the Chandler Project, a nonprofit connecting people with dwarfism to resources and community. In 2010, at 16, she underwent a series of limb-lengthening surgeries to correct severe bowing in her legs. The limited treatment landscape propelled her to create a conference where future generations could hear directly from researchers and drug developers.
Beyond disproportionate short stature, achondroplasia can cause a host of serious health complications. I believe everyone with achondroplasia should have access to information regarding all treatment options and the latest research.
The Chandler Project's third annual Achondroplasia Research Conference will be held in person and virtually July 2nd and 3rd. For more, visit thechandlerproject.org.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
JBS employees started returning to work this week after the company's beef operation stopped following a ransomware attack by suspected Russian hackers. The infiltration shut down meat production in North America and Australia. The White House is telling American companies to step up their cybersecurity.
It is a reminder about the importance to private sector entities of hardening their cybersecurity and ensuring they take the necessary steps to prepare for this threat, which we've seen rising even over the last few weeks.
Jen Psaki from the White House Lectern. Rioters in Minneapolis, Minnesota reportedly smashed windows and lit a dumpster on fire Thursday night near a parking garage where an officer fatally shot a suspect as the wanted man pulled a gun on officers. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Some protesters were arrested. The shooting involved U.S. Marshal Service and no Minneapolis officers were involved. USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez.
And just like that, we're back with you. Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, go to BillMartinezShow.com. Look, we got a real treat for you because we're going to be talking about skincare. I mean, we're coming into summer. What do you do? And especially for those of us on the East Coast in Florida, we understand what it's like, you know, having sun-parched skin and hair and, you know, but look at. There's a way that you can look absolutely stunning this summer, and we've got the lifestyle expert, Carmen Ordonez, with her hottest beauty tips coming up in just a second here, so stand by. And just again to remind you, even the most beauty savvy among us know the frustration of trying to perfect a summertime look, right, only to be thwarted by sweltering temperatures and occasional wind gusts, too. Let's throw that in just for fun. And with the real summer heat is just around the corner, it's important to have a beauty regimen that not only takes care of your skin and hair, but also keeps you looking great on those hot and humid days. As I mentioned, lifestyle expert Carmen Ordonez is here. And much like winter, summer requires its own special set of beauty tricks and products. And she's here to give us all these great tips that we need for summer. Carmen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hi, Bill. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you took us through the winter regimen. It's summertime, so now we need a summer regimen. All right, break it down for us. What do we need to do?
Yes, absolutely. Well, you said it. You know, there's many beauty staples that we can easily transition from one season to the next, you know, such as a cat eye or a red lip, but others require a more customized approach. You know, I always say that the beauty goal shouldn't be to completely change your beauty routine. But rather, you know, you do want to make some simple adjustments as we take on the heat and humidity that the summer brings. So whether you're be spending time at the beach or perhaps even in your garden, it's really important that we give our beauty regimen a little TLC. So when it comes to skincare, the first thing you're going to need is a moisturizer that is lightweight and also one that has SPF. I personally love the Olay Regenerist with SPF 25 because it's fast-absorbing and stays on clear, leaving skin shine-free all day long. It also has dermatologist-approved ingredients like vitamin B3, which is a hard-working ingredient because it regenerates surface cells, as well as strengthens the skin's natural moisture barrier. It also has peptides, which smooths and firms the skin, plus it's under $30. So definitely a really great product to have this summer.
How did we get along without this? I mean, I love the technology. I love what they're, you know, they're coming up with. And, you know, and I just think here for a minute, gosh, what were we doing 20 years ago?
Exactly. Yeah.
Of course, for you, you were such a baby 20 years ago, so it really didn't matter. I mean, but for some of us,
The key is starting young. I feel like you're never too young to start taking care of your skin, especially with sun protection. And, you know, I'm from Miami, so definitely it's hot and humid here. So it's really important that we start taking care of our skin really young, especially from the sun.
Exactly. Well, and it's something that you set up as a tradition because, hey, you're an example to the kids. The kids see you doing it, and they go, hey, look it. And it's really interesting because I got to tell you, Carmen, when I started to, you know, be more regimental about my own skincare, you know, your wives and, you know, women always do this routinely. It's just like it's just part of who they are, and they've always done a great job in being an example. And I think it was I can't remember the celebrity. Maybe it's Johnny Carson or one time said, you know, he's watching his wife lathering up, and then he got to thinking about it. He goes, what am I doing? You know, maybe I need to jump in. And just hearing him ask that question, I said, hey, guys, you know, we got to up our game here, you know. I mean, we don't need to be. Our wives are going to look at us and go, who's that leathery, you know, leopard skin guy that I'm now standing next to?
Yes. Yes. Men need to take care of their skin as well. You know, my husband always, you know, it steals my product. You know, very important for the men as well.
Right, exactly. He steals your product. There's something not fair about that, Carmen.
it's not, especially the really good ones. You know, he goes, I'm like, hey, those are mine. Get your own.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's for a good cause at the end of the day, so I guess it's kind of okay. Getting back to our you know, the care of our summertime skin, is there something nuanced at all? I mean, like you mentioned, you know, for those of us that live on the beach in the summer, some of us, you know, it's more of a nighttime type of venture and that sort of thing. So there would be a little bit of nuance in terms of the moisturizer needs and things like that, right?
Exactly, yes. I always like to find a moisturizer that is lightweight because, you know, I think the worst thing is when you're out and about and then your face looks, you know, really greasy. So the great thing about this product is that since it is lightweight, you know, you're going to be shine-free all day long. And then also something really important to talk about is our hair because, yes, you know, with summertime, we're spending carefree days outdoors, but with that can come many elements that can wreak havoc on our hair. So another product that I love is from Herbal Essences. They have several moisturizing hair products that's going to help keep our hair nourished as well as healthy. One of those is the Herbal Essences Coconut Water and Jasmine Shampoo and Conditioner. And what I like about this product is that it's definitely going to cleanse your hair, but also give it a boost of hydration. You know, and their products, you know, many of them also feature coconut, which I always say that's the must-have scent for the summer. Every time, I wash my hair, it immediately transports me to somewhere tropical, like I'm on vacation.
Exactly.
And, you know, it's amazing. And then also a hair mask. So important, especially if you spent the day at the beach or at school. One that I really like is the Herbal Essences Bio Renew Coconut Milk and Aloe Hair Mask. It's a perfect deep conditioning treatment. It's super creamy, and it's going to leave your hair full of life, even on those long summer days. So definitely, you know, something really important to add into your beauty regimen.
You know, we talk about science and how it's evolved, and especially with skincare and hair care, like you said. I mean, everybody's looking for coconut these days, and it's just been, I don't know, maybe the last 5-10 years maybe, but coconut has really taken over. What is it about coconut? Is it just a hydration effect that it has?
Yes, there's so many amazing benefits of coconut, not only for our hair products, but also even just, you know, drinking coconut water. It has so many antioxidants, you know, and I also like to use I make my own DIY products using coconut oil. There's so many benefits. Like, the list goes on and on. It's also antibacterial and antimicrobial, so really great product to have.
Well, and I agree with
the
you.
Nature,
I love
yeah, from the nature.
Exactly. And I love the idea that, you know, there's just something about coconut. It does take you away. I mean, it's like your hair and body is getting a vacation. It just, there's something mystical about it, I guess. I don't know.
It is. Well, you know, the olfactory senses is so big. So, you know, there's a certain scent. It could take you back to a specific time. So anytime I wear coconut, I just, you know, go back to all those, like, summer vacations, laying on the beach without a worry. So really, I absolutely love.
You see, your husband's taking notes. He's hearing olfactory. He goes, okay, I know Carmen's sensitive to smell and everything like that. So when you come home tonight and he's dressed up like a coconut or something, you know that he was paying attention. Carmen, by the way. Exactly. Carmen, by the way, is a leading on-air lifestyle expert, TV host, and founder behind the lifestyle blog Viva Fashion. She's been featured in numerous media outlets, including the New York Times, Today Show, CNN, People Magazine, Telemundo, just to name a few. Carmen, we're about a minute left here to wrap things up. I think we'll give you, all that time to share any last-minute tips and also where people can go for more information.
Absolutely. Well, another quick tip, I never like to leave my house without throwing on a wide-brimmed hat, also some oversized sunglasses, a really great way to beat the heat in style. And then also you can find more summertime skincare tips at LA.com or check out your local retailer for curbside pickup. And for the herbal essences coconut products that I shared with you today, you can check out mass market retailers as well as your local drugstore.
See, we're starting a fashion statement here, Carmen, because not only your husband, but all the husbands across the country, around the world, are going to hear this, and they're all going to be dressed up like coconuts, and the wives are going to wonder, what the heck? But we love it. Hey, why not? Well, let's go to Tahiti together. Okay, Carmen, take care. Thank you so much for being with us. All righty.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Okay, 3 dozen by tomorrow morning. Yeah, the roses.
Faraz's flower shop is blooming. To keep up with high demand, he must strengthen his business's roots.
Just 1 second. Faraz's flowers, hold please. Hi, how are you doing? Welcome to Faraz's.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217.
Are you worried about refinancing your mortgage only to find a better rate later? Introducing the No Regret Refinance from Network Capital Funding Corporation. Mortgage rates are near all-time lows, and Network Capital is now offering one of our lowest 30-year fixed rates ever, 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. With a rate this low, you'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Our unique process is fast, simple, and secure. And right now, the Network Capital 30-year fixed rate is 2.5% with a 2.64% APR. Now, today's low rates won't last, so talk to us about the No Regret Refinance today. Call the experts at Network Capital right now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. That's 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the Finance Lender Law. Number 603-D787. An equal opportunity lender. Loan amounts $500,000 and greater. 1.72 discount points apply. Rates subject to change. Need credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you?
Oh, you deemed that for it. I trust your taste implicitly. Thank you.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, I don't blame you for thinking that they're getting away with it, because, like in many cases, they do and have been, and it's kind of crazy. It's, you know, it just seems quite so obvious. And when you bring up the question, they look at you like as if you're wearing a tinfoil hat, like you're some sort of conspiratorist. And so you know when they do give you that look that you're right on track. You just got to keep on pushing and asking questions, kind of like this next topic that's been coming up that the Supreme Court has been dodging. But it's going to have a day of reckoning. And this is regarding Roe v. Wade. And the reason that this is happening is because there's such a groundswell of experience all these years later, since 1973. And what women are saying, and now you're starting to hear voices of men as well echoing the same thing. They lied to us. The Supreme Court said this was nothing. It was just skin, excess skin. It was meaningless. And, of course, today's technology says no, not at all. It's much more than that. And not only that, to that point, you have the reality of the damage that is done on women. And, again, increasing number of men, they've realized that they thought it was going to be inconsequential and meaningless. But our next guest, Brittany Raymer, wants to bring Brittany on. She's with Focus on the Family's Life Issues Analyst. Brittany, welcome to the show. Good to have you back with us. How are you?
I'm doing well, Bill. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. I appreciate that you have the courage to come on the show and talk about this, because in this cancel culture, this isn't one of those topics that you can go in a room and 100% of the people are going to be cheering. I mean, this runs the spectrum of emotions, in part because I believe in what I've run into myself, Brittany, is women and some men are in denial. They don't want to accept the responsibility. However, what I sense happens is at 3 o'clock in the morning when they wake up and they're perspiring and dealing with the reality of, of the situation of their decision. It's just, it's overwhelming to them. And they realize that something's not right. And as I say repeatedly, and I've been sharing this with the audience, you know, women will come to me and you know, we're talking about this issue and they'll say, my child would have been 7 or my child would have been 12. Mm-hmm. I mean, that tells you that until the day they die, they're going to be dealing with this.
Yes, abortion remains, you know, in the political spectrum, a very divisive issue. But when you look at the people who have experienced it, there's heartache, there's pain, there's, you know, questions. And this new case at the Supreme Court, it's a Mississippi case. It has a 15-week abortion ban. Also is kind of important because it rethinks viability for preborn babies. Mm-hmm. You know, Roe v. Wade and Doe v. Bolton, and then a later case with Planned Parenthood versus Casey, started at 28 weeks and now has dropped down to 24 weeks. But we've had babies that have survived as young as 21 weeks, 4 days gestation.
Right.
And so I think it's really important to reestablish and rethink what viability is and not let the abortion industry dictate it.
But it's more than viability. I mean, and this is why some of the states have decided that, you know, they're dealing with the concept that birth starts at conception. And, you know, and eventually, and I think this is what pro-abortionists are concerned about, because they know that, hey, look, if we move it back to 21 weeks and then there's going to be a move to 16, 18, I mean, you know, we're dodging around the reality of when, you know, when does birth begin? When does life begin?
Yes, that is a crucial question that, you know, people keep asking in the abortion industry. They just don't want women questioning that. They don't want men questioning that because they want to make sure, because it is a crucial aspect of their business, that abortion can go long for as long as possible and as late as possible. You know, the later term an abortion is, the more money they make, unfortunately.
Exactly. Right.
And so it is so critical that we do rethink abortion. And yes, absolutely, it would be great if we could get it. You know, those heartbeat bills are fantastic. If we could get a national abortion ban, that would be great. But this case, which, you know, the abortion industry is very much, you know, afraid of, is incredibly important, just kind of reevaluating this aspect and perhaps even, you know, being able to allow states to drop down, you know, to something like 15 weeks, like 12 weeks, you know, and putting us more in line with Europe and not in line with, you know, countries like North Korea and China. We don't want to be associated with those countries when it comes to abortion. We want to, you know, it would be great if we could ban it altogether, but at least get the limit dropped down would be something that's incredibly important.
Well, any kind of progression, I think, is helpful. But this is also a reminder, Brittany, why we have to continue to pray that God would soften the hearts. And this is happening. I mean, I'm greatly encouraged. I mean, because like the last time we talked, I said, you know, when is enough enough? You know, 65 million, 70 million. Mm-hmm. I mean, we see what's happening already. You talk about some of these other countries. It was, you know, reported to me that in China alone, what they can figure out, you know, because, you know, they're not forthcoming on any of their facts in that. But even from what they can generalize, they're aborting at least 8 million babies. And even though, you know, some people might be encouraged, oh, because they just passed this new law that's going to allow them now to go from having the 2-child rule to the 3-child rule. Well, that may be the case. That saves child number 3. But what happens to child number 4?
Right. And if you look at China as well, I did an article about that recently, and it's kind of interesting because there are actually other factors. It's not just, obviously, you had the one-child policy and all the terrible forced abortions and sterilizations, but you also have, you know, economic pressures. There's reasons why families aren't having more than one child because the country has made it very difficult and very expensive to have more than one. And then you also have, unfortunately, as well, because of the preference for male and born children, what you have is, and the country now, the imbalance is skewed. There's about, you know, 30 to 40 million more men than there are women, which makes it even more challenging. And so that is, you know, an aspect to consider as well. And so it's great that we are here, and there have been, you know, at least, you know, 500 plus pro-life bills introduced, and about 70 have passed, and that is really incredible here in this country.
Exactly. Well, again, in the pushback, and I know that you know, Planned Parenthood and others that support abortion, you know, they're not sure what to make of the groundswell. We were just talking with Abby Johnson a couple of days ago about this. This is a bit overwhelming for them because you know, they really have their patients. I mean, can you imagine a doctor having, you know, patients storm their offices and saying, hey, you know, you killed my child, or, you know, you damaged me, or, you know, what happened to the Hippocratic Oath? I mean, to hold them to account, can you imagine what that happens? And this is what is starting to happen now is women who have experienced abortion based on the information that was conveniently and narratively delivered to the would-be mom. You know, now the truth is coming out, and you know, they don't know what to do with it. And meanwhile, what they're seeing with this reaction, as you said, because this is all about the money. You know, they see a reduction in the amount of abortions and getting less money. And of course, there's increasing pushback on our government. You know, they said we don't support abortions, but yet somehow they end up getting funding.
Right. And, you know, the abortion industry, it absolutely thrives on misinformation about science, about preborn life, about, you know, the realities of abortion. You know, it's been difficult in this country to get a good study on the mental and physical repercussions of an abortion. The best studies, and they're still limited, are in Europe because mm-hmm. scientists refuse to really study it. There was one I read, and it was all presented and completed by the maker of the abortion pill, you know, abortionists or those connected with the industry. And I was reading through it, and I was shocked by what lapses they had in terms of science and research that should be there most of the time. And, you know, if somebody dropped off the study, it's like, well, they had a great experience, they were fine. It's like, No, you don't know that. And that should be, you know, kind of research 101. Mm-hmm. And so it is frightening in this country that we don't have that accurate information. And the abortion industry really tries to prevent women from getting access to that and just telling them they'll be fine. But if you read stories, I'll come across them every once in a while, these, you know, terrible stories. One in particular was a woman in the United Kingdom whose pain from the abortion pill was so horrific. Her boyfriend called an ambulance, and they had to douse her with, they had to give her a lot of morphine to get her through it.
Wow.
It was really incredible.
Yeah, these underreported events like this, I mean, even today in America where women go in and think that, you know, these abortions are, you know, so benign and meaningless and that, but, you know, I still hear where women are taken to emergency rooms because of a botched abortion. I mean, this is the reality and the risk and the danger that, you know, we have, we've allowed our women to be subjected to because of this convenient lie of the abortion factories out there. And, you know, for them, it's all about the money. And, you know, this idea that, oh, it's about women's health. Really, if it was really about, you know, the reproductive rights and the care for women, if it truly was, then I don't know how they fit abortion with all the potential damage. And we don't even have a clear assessment on that, Brittany. How many women whose reproductive rights now are reproductively gone because of what happened during the abortion process?
Absolutely. And it's a shame, and I think kind of a travesty, that we don't track things as well as we should, because I think that would reveal so many botched abortions, hospitalizations, long-term consequences that we don't know about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, even the abortion counting that they do every year by the CDC, it's all voluntary. There's no requirement,
right,
except for maybe a couple of individual states have it, requires them to present that information. And in addition, I've tracked actually a lot of the Planned Parenthood annual reports for about two decades. And abortion, you know, at one point was some of, they didn't do that quite as much. And now it's increased, at least from 1994, you know, well over 100%. It is, you know, at least 14% of their business. And every other aspect, especially cancer screenings, and they're always like, well, women will miss out on cancer screenings. It's like, no, they started off with seeing, you know, potential.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. Focus on the Families. Brittany Raymer. Thank you, Brittany. Appreciate it.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.